This is the Steve Zabin Show on SB Nation Radio. Here's your host, Steve Zabin.
The throw on second down is Tannehill. Going deep here for Parker. And they'll bring him down at the 13-yard line. A big play there for the Dolphins. 42 yards.
Sounds like a real football game, but it's not. It's a video game. And joining us now on the Progressive Guest Line, the new play-by-play voice of Madden 2017, Brandon Godden. Brandon, good morning. Congratulations.
Thanks. I appreciate it, guys. Appreciate you having me on.
No problem. Former voice of Georgia Tech football and basketball, calls Big Ten games now, has worked games for Turner Sports and ESPN3. I'm sure you get asked this a lot. How'd you get this sweet gig?
That's the $64,000 question that I've been asked from everywhere from New York to Los Angeles. It's certainly an understandable question. So EA Sports had Jim Nantz and Phil Simms doing it the last handful of years, and they had an idea to improve their commentary to the point where they had a lot more depth, which meant obviously a lot more access to the talent and a lot more hours recorded. Well, Jim and Phil are a little bit more expensive than Brandon Godden, and they also don't have the accessibility to those guys with their crazy schedules and living. Jim lives out in California, and Phil lives in New York, so it was a little bit hectic. So they wanted to try and get a new team in, and they started a search to find a new team. And I a lot of times in this business, as I'm sure you guys know, sometimes you're just in the right place at the right time. And one of the producers on the Madden game happened to hear one of my calls on SportsCenter, liked my sound, I guess, and looked me up and listened to some of my stuff on the internet. And through that, they just brought me, along with a host of others, in for an audition. And I came down for an audition about a year ago, and fortunately everything went well, and I guess the rest is history.
So you probably spent more time in the studio voice tracking stuff than they would normally have Simms or Nantz or one of those high-profile guys doing, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So with Jim and Phil, they did a couple weeks of recording. With us, we have been coming down for, since last October, we've been down pretty much every week. Now, some weeks it's one day, some weeks it's 4 days. It varies depending on our schedules, especially through last football and basketball season. The other analyst is on the game is Charles Davis, who does the NFL on Fox. So with our schedules, it's been fluctuating, but we've been down pretty much every week since October.
Now, when you say you're there for a week, are you up at dawn to bed at dusk, having called Madden plays all day long? What's a typical day like?
No, so I'm down here now in Orlando. Now we're in a cadence since football season starts this week, and Charles and I both have a game every week where he actually lives in Orlando, so he's here. Okay. But I fly in on the first flight Monday morning. I go straight to the studio. I live in Atlanta, so I fly into Orlando. I go straight to the studio. I get there around 10, and we record from about 10 to 3 with a lunch break in the middle.
Okay.
You can only record about 4 hours a day for a couple of reasons. One, voice fatigue. Secondly, there's only so much volume that the studio can handle, because after we record it, somebody has to edit it. Mm-hmm. Somebody has to send it and make sure we didn't say anything silly that the NFL is going to get mad about. Then somebody has to kind of master the volume, make sure it's going to sound right in the game. And then somebody has to code it and implement it. So there's only so much volume that they can handle. So yeah, it's about 10 to 3. So here, as soon as I get off the phone with you guys, I'm going to get showered, get ready, go over there. And today we're going to be talking about things that happened in the real life NFL preseason games last week. And then they are going to put those in tomorrow night into the game so that players can actually hear live content updates based on what's been going on.
Wow. Yeah. And so this is the joy of downloadable extra content, is that the game is going to stay fresh throughout the season with you as a professional voice track mentioning. So, like Romo being hurt, right?
Yep. Absolutely. So this is a little bit different when I used to play the Super Nintendo cartridges. Games are all connected to the internet now. So yes, everything is through the internet, patched in. So today we're going to talk about Tony Romo. So if you're playing with the Cowboys, right when the game starts, just like a normal announcing team, when the team gets ready to take the field, they do a tight shot on the quarterback and they start talking about the quarterback. Well, if you play with the Cowboys and your team takes the field, it's going to zoom in on Dak Prescott and we're going to talk about, gosh, Charles, can't believe it. Tony Romo hurt again and now this is Dak Prescott's team, and Charles comments on that. Similar situation with Colin Kaepernick. Now, we have to be very careful what we say. Yeah, I mean, we really have to be careful because this is in an NFL licensed product, so we won't take a stance on it, but we will at least mention, gosh, it's hard to believe all this controversy going around with Colin Kaepernick now, but Charles, he probably just needs to focus on the field stuff, right? You know, so at least we can address the elephant in the room about not standing during the national anthem. So, yeah, that's kind of their thought and logic behind this is, keep it fresh for the gamers. Do something that no one has ever done in the commentary space on video games and update it throughout the year so it doesn't get stale.
Yeah, I hear that sitting during the anthem is right trigger, X button, and the truck stick. So that's in the game. Brandon Gauden joins us, the voice of Madden 2017. Fascinating stuff here.
Brandon, you talked a lot about, you know, what you're going to bring to the game. How much of this stuff do you get to ad lib? Is it scripted? Do you spend hours writing this stuff?
So some of it's scripted, some of it's ad libbed. It's a mix of both. And when you go into the studio, so today when we go in there, you'll basically get a script that has that what they call the design. So it'll say at the top quarterback runouts, and then it'll say Dak Prescott / Tony Romo. It'll say Ryan Tannehill. And the guy who designs this might have written next to him just a couple of notes. You know, this is Romo's fifth injury. This will be the fifth time he's missed multiple games in a row during his career. And then he'll have notes next to Tannehill. So there are bullet points on there, but you're mainly just ad-libbing how you introduce those and how you banter back and forth. You also have to be really concise because, you know, that play that you guys aired before I came on, that was six different lines stitched together, and those six lines were recorded on six different weeks, and you put them together. I shouldn't say I put them together. I don't. I'm not smart enough. Somebody who codes all this makes those lines fire at the right time, and you hope that your tonality and everything is consistent throughout these months so that everything sounds right in the game. But yeah, so anyway, we'll go through, and most of it is ad lib. Some of it is scripted. And then some of it, like I was saying with today, is a little bit of a mix where you have bullet points and guidelines, but they sort of let you go wherever you take the conversation.
Wow. Sounds like a full-time gig unto itself. Will you call some real games this year, Brandon?
Yeah, my first one's LSU Wisconsin this weekend.
Oh, so fantastic.
A little one.
I do get to step finally back into real football games, and they were joking with us in the studio that we're going to be talking in a stitching model while we're doing the games just because we're so used to that these last 6 months or so. But yeah, I'm looking forward. Obviously, I feel very thankful and blessed for the opportunity with Madden, but I'm looking forward to getting back in the booth with a real live game this weekend.
Well, good stuff. Rest the pipes for today's session. Thanks for the look back behind the curtain on that. Congrats, and we'll look forward to hearing your call on LSU Wisconsin coming up in a week.
Appreciate it. Thanks, guys.
There you go. Brandon Gauden, the voice of Madden 2017. So that's fascinating. It's a fully updated and immersive thing.
Yes.
And he thinks they're actually going to talk about Kaepernick.
Oh, no, and they'll do it every week over the course of the year.
Oh, my God.
I don't know. And again, you know, we ran short on time, but I think he's going to go back almost every week to update stuff. If guys go down, they're going to be on call. You got to go and take care of this.
That's some detail for a video game.
Week four, they're going to be talking Garoppolo Brady.
So So let's see. If sit during anthem is right trigger X button,
yeah,
then what's the command to run across the field and start a fight with Kaepernick? Left shoulder, double right, double trigger, left and right.
Just R1.
Y.
R1.
Start brawl over Kaepernick's protest. Hey,
if it's in the game, Scott,
it's in the game.
That was one of the big complaints about many previous Maddens is that the phrases got repetitive.
Well, and that Sims was on it.
Hey, he ran in the middle. Hey, he ran to the side. All right, you got it.
All right, interesting stuff.